But Mr. Lessig, your theory, as I understand it, regardless of changed circumstances or not, your basic theory, which on your argument would have been appropriate at any time historically, is that there has at least got to be the possibility of a kind of a causal connection between the extension and the promotion or inducement for the creation of some subsequent work. But why is that any more plausible a reading of the promotion clause than simply a reading that says the promotion clause requires that there be a general scheme in place which overall tends to promote or induce, and part of one aspect of that scheme can be that at the discretion of Congress, the period of protection is extended from time to time. Why do you say the clause has got to be read by this kind of specific causation theory as opposed to a kind of systemic theory of promotion?
Justice Souter, the reason is exactly related to the point I began with, that this is a case about limits and not about discretion. If it's not the case that this—
That's the issue in the alternative reading. Why is it a limit case? Rather than a discretion within a general scheme kind of clause.
Right. Because if this court does not adopt a reading of the form we've offered, then there is no limit to the ability of Congress to extend subsisting terms.